This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Benjamin, I can get behind. I love a hot summer night. On a hot summer night.
Alice, nice to hear your boy, isn't it?
It is. It's wonderful.
It is.
Yeah. I know that guy.
Sammy Hagar, everybody.
Yeah.
Anyway, Alice, right.
Yeah, it's Friday. Just, in case people don't know where they are, Vin, you don't worry. You're here safe with us at Alice. Everything will be all right.
You heard it here first.
Thanks, Maria. Oh, God, say all your Friday things, would you?
Have a great Friday, you mother. I can't believe I am such a good person.
Is that it? That's enough. All? I just, no, it's never enough, really. I don't know. This lady was a flash in the pan, and we can't let go. Hey, you guys, listen.
All right.
21 years ago today, 52 minutes ago on that day, a little special light came into my life, and his name is Sean.
All right.
Sean is of legal drinking age today. So tonight, we're going to take his passport with us. Because he doesn't have a driver's license. And we're going to go and have... it's funny because COVID. COVID is not funny. It's interesting because of COVID. We've been talking about it. Like, what do you want to do for your birthday? Are you going to hang with friends? Do you want to hang with us? And he said, what I'd really like to do is go to Kokari. It's a family favorite. We freaking love that place. It's so delicious. So he tells me this last night because we've been talking about it all weekend. So he's finally decided. Yes, shame. So I'm like thinking in my head, oh boy, inside. Like Dr. Doomsday is not going to be happy about this, but he'll do it for his brother. Dr. Doomsday is my other son. Also known as Professor Killjoy, I think. So I'm like, all right. So I call Kokari and look, we're one day out. That's a very popular restaurant, even in COVID. And they're like, well, we could seat you at 8:30. I'm like, I will definitely be asleep by 8:30. So no. So then I go, I bet you Hoopin can get us.
Of course. I don't even know why you called yourself in the first. You never
because
call.
I figured at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I was like, COVID, no one will even be there and I'll get a 5 o'clock reservation because that's when I want to eat. Yes. It's not because I'm an old lady, even though I am. It's because of our job. Like I am starving by 3:30. I'm like, I'm ready for dinner. I have to go to bed in 3 hours. So I reach out to Hooman, and before Hooman can even get back to me, they've changed their mind 3 times about what they want to do for Sean's birthday.
They being the boys of your house?
All the boys, yes. Okay. Nobody's pronouns here are anything other than, standard. But there are, as I'm typing to Hooman with my thumbs, they're saying, well, what about, doesn't Hillstone, that French dip, that'd be great. And what if we went to the seafood peddler and just got lobsters? Or what if we did, and I'm going, okay,
so
we're not doing this. And then, Riley, about every 2 minutes, he goes, or we could go to the Junction, which is totally outdoors. and you sit, you know, if you get there early enough, you can get your own fire pit where you're left alone, and you walk up to this little window with all, it's all glass and just a little place where they can hand you stuff. But all they have is beer. And so every 2 minutes he says that. And finally Sean goes, let's just do what Riley wants to do. And I'm thinking, oh, it's your birthday.
Let's just do it.
But in my heart, I'm like, that sounds like the most reasonable thing to do. Way to finally arrive. So I think that's what we're going to ride our bikes out. And it'll be.
Hooman never got back to you?
I immediately, by the time I had typed out the initial message, they'd moved on to, I wrote, never mind. Oh. And just put the phone down. Like, this is clearly, none of us really wanted to go there anyway, just because of COVID.
Sounded like Sean did, the birthday boy.
Sean did. Yeah.
His day. You know.
You know, he has a lot of days that are his day, really. So, family.
He's definitely
comfort.
Had a nice run. It sounds like you've put a stop to that, but.
Well.
He had a really good run for a while.
Oh, sure. You know. And every so often, because I am in control of his bank account still. What with me being the only one who put any money in it. So he, you know, occasionally he'll get money from some song or other. Like I see these SoundCloud or whatever, you know, just like little payments.
Nice.
And I'm like, well, he's either dealing drugs or he's making money on music. But it isn't enough to, it's not enough to support, it's not enough to pay the electric bill. Let's put it that way. So.
Well, it sounds like he's a bad drug dealer then.
Terrible, terrible drug dealer, right. I mean, really small personal use amounts, it sounds
like. Or you guys using a bunch of electricity.
Oh, that our bill is really high?
Yeah, you're right. Saying, never mind, forget it.
Well, PG&E bills.
No, thanks, man. Give yourself a drum. I got it. Yeah. I liked it.
Well, I do have a $15,000 a month bill, so. Right. My PG&E bill is crazy. I'm sure everyone's is just crazy. Like, it's been just jacked up so high.
The heat's always on.
Yeah. Even when it isn't, though, it's like a, I don't know. It's they've made so many mistakes we're paying for that your bill is outrageous now.
Well, when
Yay!
You get solar, you'll see that get better. Mine's definitely not as bad as yours.
Yeah, I want to.
Because we have solar.
Yeah. It'll take it down a notch, right? I mean.
A lot of notches.
Yeah.
Yeah, solar helps a lot.
We have a wonky roof, which is why Tesla wouldn't deal with us with the roof. They were like, nah, your roof looks too complicated. So I think we only have room for maybe four panels.
Well, when is the project to fix the roof then?
Well, it depends on the project to set up a new contract.
At this point, you've replaced every single thing in that house.
It is the last thing.
Right.
It's the last thing. Well, and I might, if all goes well.
There you go.
And I, you know, that's.
You're going to flatten it out for the Tesla
there
roof?
There you go. Just, yeah.
That's what I should do, right?
Flatten it out.
Just flatten the thing out. No, I just, you know, I'm either going to be able to afford to or I'm not going to be able to afford to.
That's understood.
Thank you.
Winky face.
Winky, winky.
Winky emoji.
I'm not booking. We hit delay on our Tesla and we're waiting to book. I'm not. No.
What are you waiting for? What's going on?
I don't know.
Don't, you're,
the
you
right
know
the right moment.
You're
I'm waiting for rainy
me.
Day.
This isn't fair.
I'm not.
You're gonna get me to explode here in a second. Change the subject. Hurry. God.
I'm out of topics. What's on your
this,
mind?
This. Oh, you're just.
So
yesterday, well. I had told you guys about this song, and I don't want you to play it. I'm not. It was one of those things.
Oh,
that gets
I want
in
you
your
to
head.
Play it because don't, you figured out what it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't
we
play
we talked
it,
about this on the. I don't even know if this made it onto the Secret Show. Oh, it did. Okay. Because yesterday, Vinny was saying you're in the car with your daughter and she's in control of the music. She has your iPhone in her hand.
Right.
And she finds an Alicia Keys song.
She's got Alicia Keys on and she's, you know, kind of rifling through the songs. And then this song comes on with this sick drum and she's just so killer. And I thought, oh my God, she's this.
Okay.
So I just love that. I think it's
I like
sick.
The whole vibe of that, right?
Yeah, the whole, it's very 70s. It's very, I mean, I would just go crazy if I saw her doing that. And if she can't pull that off live, That's unfortunate because that's a song that should sound great live.
Oh, I'm sure she is killing that live.
But it's called Heartburn, everyone. And so I had to sit there because my kid had no idea what she'd played and rifle through
every single Alicia Keys. Was it the last one that you pressed?
It wasn't, but it was definitely one of those things where we were all over it by the time I found it. Even the kid was like, I don't like her anymore. Yeah. I quit.
I've heard enough. I'm going to go have a tea party.
Anyway, that was what it was that I was referencing.
I'm glad that we figured it out because that was definitely... How does it start? Like, what can I hear the very beginning of it? Is that
what it... Sure, here it is.
Oh, yeah.
How's that?
It's great.
Like, it started and I went, oh, this is better than she usually is. I mean, I like her, but, you know, I just went,
she's fine. Yeah.
That drum beat is sick. The whole thing is really, that's throwback. It's great. So anyway, that was what I was referencing.
Yeah, well, just solid energy in that, too. Like, I do love a song that's going to make me, it's hard to sit here, you know?
Right.
I want to start breaking into my mad 70s dance moves.
You like her, Bryn? You're into that, right?
Yeah, that sounds great. I love that. I don't know that song.
Yeah, I've never heard it.
A lot better than what I've listened to this morning. Some of the new music.
Oh, I know.
Let's go ahead and not use that one, Sarah. I don't like that.
Yeah. No, it's going to be a very short new music. It's funny because there's actually a couple really recognizable names in there. And we were like, we have other stuff. I have 10 records held by rock bands. I'm like, all right, I'll do it.
Oh.
10 like world records.
Nice. I'd like to hear that.
Yeah. Right. Isn't that more interesting than hearing FKA Twigs in a thing that you... And Bryn gets really mad if there aren't clean radio versions.
Well, if I'm editing this song down to, you know, getting rid of a bunch of lyrics, at least be good. I need to be good and make it worth my time to work on the song that's super dirty. So, yeah, I'm annoyed when songs are terrible and they're cussing.
Speaking of music, and I don't know how many of you follow Jane, but you should. Jane's incredible. Mm-hmm. Oh, the Wombats have a new record. I'm all over that.
Oh, we don't have the Wombats on our...
Don't bother.
We might.
But I love them. Anyway, nope. Jane,
oh, we do
who
have
is
it.
The we music do. Programmer for many of the stations here in our building, and she likes to, you know, she likes it. She loves her job. She's really good at it. But she said... I just listened to the mix from this Fleetwood Mac song to this other song, and I'm ascending. And I just thought, Jesus.
Ascending?
She is so... I mean, we all are, right? We're all into music. Music is our lives, but it's...
Makes the world go round.
It's funny to hear that she's that... Just the random two songs crossing paths on the radio gave her you-know-what.
Oh, well, it's not just so. It's not just the songs. It's that, you know, as DJs, we love a good segue.
It's exactly what she was referencing. Is the one to the next.
Yeah.
And I just thought, wow, that's neat.
They go, this is a good song, and this is a good song, but somehow when they twine from one to the other,
right?
It's good.
So follow Jane.
Like, oh,
at Jane Picks, everyone.
Yes, JAYN.
Yeah.
Her last name is Picks. PICS.
Mm-hmm. As far as we know.
Yeah. Let's add that. Grab a song from the Wombats and we'll put that in there. We were talking about I love the album title. It's called Fix Yourself, Not the World, which is.
Boom.
Right? It's
boom.
I read that and went, that it might be the most brilliant thing I've ever seen written down. Like that is.
It's the problem with the world
it's
today.
It's the problem with the world. You can fix the world by fixing yourself. If we all fixed ourselves.
It's hard to look in the mirror. That's it, though. People would rather tell you what's wrong with you than admit that they've got their own issues.
There is something going
on
with them.
It's a common self-help reality that becomes, well, I don't want to fix myself. It's too scary.
And hard. It's hard.
And hard, right. But you know what I can do? Tell everyone else why they suck.
Right. Troll Central. That's why the world is full of trolls. That's why people are on the internet saying mean things. We were talking about this yesterday, about how like people who bully and people who, you know, especially like in groups of kids and stuff, it's always about getting the attention, the bad attention onto someone else. Like you're trying to be cool because deep down you feel like you're not. And so you do that by like torturing or insulting somebody else. And,
yeah.
And it's and I think that that's like the classic troll thing. You're not trying to make anybody. You're just trying to sort of direct. I don't know. Seem
your
cool and direct your own insecurities elsewhere. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's such a, and we really are like that because we want to be funny and cool and we don't care at whose expense that comes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So,
well, these guys are. I think they're. I'm pretty sure they're Englishmen. But they're funny. They've got quite a few weirdly titled songs and Jump Into the Fog, I believe was their huge hit. And I think it's about San Francisco.
Oh, grab that for when we do this at 8. We'll just grab one song. We're just talking about how, because now even the 8 o'clock hour has like a weird clock to it for us. Mm-hmm. I don't know that listeners would really notice it, but, so we have shorter breaks and it's hard to get through the new music. So we're like, look, if it isn't, you know, a brand new album from Led Zeppelin, I don't really need to hear more than one song.
See that?
I do.
Yeah. I had to write it down. This is the 8 o'clock hour. I don't know how long we've been doing it. At least 6 months, right?
6 months, easy. Yeah.
And I still can't get it, so I had to write it down.
Yeah.
You end at, this is when you stop talking.
And you could even go a hair earlier than that. That'd be fine, too. If you wanted.
Oh, you want me to change that to 7?
No.
Nope. 8.
But let's get out of here, though, this break.
Okay.
Oh, right.
Oh, wow.
Bye.
Boy, I really felt like we had.
Yeah, I know.
Still had 5 minutes. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's a 3-day weekend. We'll be right back. Woo!
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.